The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Daf Yudalit. We started in the previous year discussing the relationship, the dynamic of the four parts of Avodah Zadam. Every carbon has shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. The discussion of the Mishnayis was only where to put exactly, to give proper perspective to halacha. Halacha is navoida l'choyr, Rav Shimon says, you could dispense with it. The Tana Reb Leza says that a halacha which is necessary as opposed to a halacha which is not necessary, if you took a detour, that's not a ma'isa halacha. That means Reb Leza bi'koroin, in principle, holds like the Chachamim, but he defines what's called a halacha which is an avoida. And the idea is that the halacha which is an avoida is a heksher, the same way we described the previous year, that shechita being avoida is a heksher for the Kabbalah Zadam. We explained the din of Sheikhit Tzorch Shri Kabbalah that way. The Kabbalah is a heksher for being Moilach the Dam. The Dam is, the Halacha is a heksher for the Zrika. Which Halacha is a heksher? Blazer defines it as being a Halacha, which is necessary. Reb Shimon does away with the necessitation of Halacha. We paskin that you need halacha. The Rishonim speak out in the Gemara, the way the Gemara seems to be, that you need a ma'isa halacha. If there's no ma'isa halacha, not only is a ma'isa halacha nifsal and it passes the korban when shalai lishma, but it also, we need a halacha. What that means to tell us is the way we paskin, the system of avodah zadam in a korban is shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. I'd like to discuss this on a deeper, more profound, sheirish, of what's going on in Kachem Dika level. But before that, I'd like to relate this to a Shiloh which comes up. Halacha Lamayis, an interesting application of where the G'dayle Achronim saw this, this discussion. One of the inyanim that's discussed in the Gemara by us, in terms of Shalal Shema Pigel and what's Kosher Bizarre, not in the Avodah Zadam of, like we said, the Kabbalah and the Halacha, is what's done by Karmel Chatas, a regular, not regular, but Shlomim, Osham, the Zrikas Adam was done Ayde the Kli. The Dam was not touched by the finger of the Kohen. But Bechatos, the proper Nesinus Adam, is Matan Dalet. With the Etzba of the Kohen is the Kli Sharis to put on the four corners of the Mizbeach. And the Halachas, the Torah says, V'lochem in Adam. The Kohen has to take min Adam, Be'etzboi. Has to be Be'ad Yemin, which finger you have to use. But it's a very deliberate act of taking with the finger and putting on. Says the Gemara that since the Torah says v'lokchoy min adam be'etzboy, if the Torah says you have to take it, you have to take it. And the Gemara says, what happens if a koif, if a balchai, would take from the dam on the kli and put it on the kohen's finger? It was the dam was niskabel. There was a shechita. It was niskabel in a kli shoris. The dam was niskadish la'avoido, but the putting on the finger, which is described by the Torah, v'lokhoi min adam be'etzboi, was done by accident. That's not a kima v'lokhoi. V'lokhoi doesn't mean he has dam on his finger. It means he took dam on his finger. This marmokim is used by G'dayle Achrayim. There's a famous discussion, Bukhuri Yankim and Hilchos Sukkah. The Chaznish discusses this also. When the Torah says, by luv and esek, lokachtem lochem b'yoyim harishoy, we take the luv and esek b'yoyim harishoy. Define the word v'lokachtem. Does it mean taking, or does it mean having in one's hand? What does it mean? Famous shayla is, what happens if somebody's holding the lulav and esrog from the middle of the night? The mitzvah, the zmana mitzvah, is only by yoyim. Mitzvah of lulav and esrog is only in the first morning. At night, one is not yoytzeh the mitzvah of dalav minim. But he's holding the dalav minim, it's now in his hand when the sun rises, when the zalois hashachar. Is he yoytzeh the mitzvah, or the mitzvah is not having it in your hand, the mitzvah is taking it? That's one shayla. The more proper place to ask the shayla with mamash negiah lokal ma'isa is if somebody wants to take a lulav and esrog from somebody else. Common practice is, most people have a lulav and esrog of their own. But let's say somebody doesn't have a lulav and esrog, a child, a bar mitzvah bacha, doesn't have a lulav and esrog, or if you want to be a little more exotic, if there's a tzad in the Bukhuri Yankiv that the mitzvah of usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, to take the lulav and esrog, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, 7 days, midoraisa, is true in all of Yerushalayim. So if somebody's in Eretz Yisrael, and he's in the old city, the minig is to be makbid on the Bukhuri Yankiv to take a lulav and esrog, And over there you have to be koin of the Luvan Esek. Since the Torah says lokachim lochem, lochem means you own it. It's not like the other 7 days, the other 6 days bagvulim where there's no mitzvah being lochem. It has to be yours. So you take a Luvan Esek in your hand from somebody. Or if you want to be a yeshiva man, you want to be a brisker, and you're taking a better Luvan Esek, and you took the Luvan Esek, and then you say, can I be koined with a matana almanas laksa? Akitza, in all these different scenarios, you want to be yoytze the mitzvah when you have it in your hand before being koined. Do you have to put it down and pick it up again? Because the mitzvah is ulo kachtem, to take it. Or no, the mitzvah is having it in your hand, even if you had it in your hand, but even if you weren't yoytze the mitzvah, but now that you were koined, so now you have it. And G'day Lechren, being the Rai, because Yankim's discussion, is that Lokachtim Lochem means not having it in your hand, having the dam on your finger, but it means taking it. Is the Tzushtel a Tzushtel? Lechor, yes. The problem is that this halach is not mentioned by the Kadmoin, because Yankim from G'day Lechren was the one who came up with it. If we want to be Doich the Raya, as it would seem to be the Pashtus, in Rishonim, so we would say it like this. Does the word lokachte mean when we're talking about an act of taking something? Does it mean that you have to take it as a ma'aseh kishul atzmoy? Well, lokachte means it was taken by you and you have it. Maybe lokachte means you have it. It doesn't make a difference if you have it in your hand before you yoytze dal minim. Why by us on the nosan al etzboy bakoif does the Torah have a hakpeda on the lokachtim lochem? Let's go back to what we discussed previously. The ma'isa hoylocha, well, the hachana for the ma'isa zrika, is not just that the hoylocha is the way to get the dam from one side to the other. If that's true, then Reb Shimon is right. Hoylocha can be dispensed with. We see that we paskin that shechita kabbalah hoylocha zrika is one system where each one is machshir for the other. Zeb is zeloy sogi. You can't do away with hoylocha. You need hoylocha. Hoylocha is part of a four-pronged system. It's part of a four-part system of hechsherim to create the kapora of the dam al hamizbeach. If that's true, when the Torah is talking about hoylocha, when the Torah says lokachtem is adam beitzvoy, the Torah is talking about taking the dam, and it has to be done with the yad yamin, it has to be done with the right finger, is because that is a maisa which creates a hechsher for the zrika. In that sense, when the Torah says lokachtem, it's not enough that you have the dam, you have to do something in order to create something. When you're doing a maisa mitzvah of netilas lulav, you're not creating anything. You have to have it in your hand. You had it in your hand, but over here, in order to create that effect, you have to do something to create it. It's not enough that the act was done by itself. Because the ma'aseh has to create that the dam is now royal lezrika. In that sense, ma'od yitochin, lokachim lochem means to do something objectively, which is doing something. It's not just that the dam is on the finger of the kohen, but the kohen has to take the dam in order to create a heksher of that dam to be royal lezrika. That's a Shena Akdoma, just brings out the focus of what we're talking about, that each Maisa in the Seder Avodah Zadam is a Hechsher for the next part of the Avodah. But now what I want to do is I would like to delve into the intricacy, into the Oymik, of what it means, this Dalid Chalokim of the Seder Avodah Zadam. Turning something, where we have a Balchai, we have a Behemoth, we have a cow that's mooing in the Azorah, we take that cow, take the dam that's inside of a balchayim, turn that into something that creates a reach nichoy achishal Hashem, turn that into something that's mechaper, that lifts a person from being a choyte into a state of tahara, into a state of kedusha, into a state of kirvas elokim, of a korban, that a four-stage process in any dover ruchni brings to mind what Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the Maral always explain to be a four-step process in any creation. We know, let's give an example. We find the concept Arboim Yoim Koidim Yetzirus Havlad. We have a neshama. The neshama is Tachas Kisei HaKovid. Takes 40 days before from when the neshama is given its tafkid. Arboim Yoim Koidim Yetzirus Havlad, Bas Kol Yoitza. That means that it's given its mark, its definition of what it's supposed to do, its tachlis, its tikkun, until it comes into the physical mitzirus of a Vlad, of an Uber. That's a process of 40 days. The Mabul was a destruction of the world, a remaking, a rewiring of the whole physical reality of the world, also 40 days. Melech HaShabbos is 40 also, because it's a turning the world from physical into spiritual, changing spiritual to physical, changing physical to spiritual is a process of 40 days. We find they talk about 40 days. 40 days if somebody's put in the Chayim Rachman, so until his neshama can have a tikkun, is 40 days. There are many places where we find in the Olam HaGod, in the Olam HaMachshav, the process of 40, and Reb Chaim Volozhin explains that that 40 is really 10. All entities, all units, the Shleimus, are 10. The concept starts from Basar Mamorit Shabbat Nivra Olam. There are 10 spheroids which create the whole spiritual dynamic of any process, times that by 4. Why? Because any total entity, any total mitzius, denotes 4 levels. There's the total physicality of something. There's the what's called there's the spiritual energy behind something. There's the conceptual level where that thing exists, but it doesn't exist as a physical reality. And then there's the makor haruchni, where it comes from. If we want to call this in Kabbalistic terminology, it's called olam ha'atzilus. Total atzilus is total spiritual energy. It's a total energy source where all neshamas come from. All reality comes from. It goes down to olam habria, where it has a spiritual mitzis. It's a spiritual bria, spiritual nivra. This is the olam hayetzira, where it's formed, but it's still in energy mode. And then this is when it comes down to the olam asiya. Any mitzvah that a person does. There's the maisa mitzvah. A person picks up a lulav, we were talking about before. There's the physical act. There's the ruchnius that goes into it, which is called the koyach hadibur. The ruchnius that's inside a person is koyach hadibur. Deeper than that, where it comes from, is olam hamachshava. And as deeper than that is called the rotzen that powers that drives that, which is the source of all machshavas of a person come from a rotzen pnimi. All that, rotzen, machshava, dibur, maisa, are also the same thing when you're trying to create something spiritually lasting. It also has to be 40. When we talk about a korban, what we're talking about is taking a cow. We're talking about taking something which is totally physical. It's not us. Really, we should be taking ourselves, the Ramban says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. And we should be turning ourselves. We've become physical. We've been mevatel mitzaseh. That's a korban oila. We've been negligent, careless in our standing as Avdei Hashem. We've been choyte achman otzom b'chayvei krisus. All the other averis and tikkunim that a person needs is because he's turned a chelik l'kaimim al neshama into the casing of looking like a boss of a dom. So we have to take a boss of a dom, a dom gashmi mamish, and we have to turn that into something totally spiritual. Reach nechaychi shel Hashem. This is where the Ramban describes the process of all karbonis. The Ramban sefer Torah Soila, Rabbi Hirsch in his Pirush al Torah sefer Vayikra leans heavily on this symbolism, taking a dover gashmi and turning it totally into a dover ruchni. That is the essence of a karbon. It's maybe even the essence of all of our mitzvahs that we do, all of avodas Hashem. Which is why the korban is the epitome of kirvas elikim litoiv. It's the epitome of becoming close to the Ribono Shel Olam. In that sense, we take an animal, and it has to go through the dam, which is, the dam is the most physical part. If a person eats the dam of an animal, he's rachman al tzon, he's even alav, it's not just machol sasuris. It's total identification with the physicality of the olam ha-behema. He becomes mamish behemah, he's nichras, mamish as if he did naver chamura, one of the arayis, chil shabbos, because he's totally cut off from spirituality. That's what chorus is. So he takes the nefesh habahamas, he takes the dam, and he turns that shchita, kabbalah, hoylocha, zrika, goes on the mizbeach, and turns it to something which is totally lerotzen lefnei Hashem. That process is 4. And that's the way we paskin. We paskin that all 4 chalokim of the avodas adam, each one brings, the same way we said, olam ha'asiyo. You have to do a ma'isa in order to get to the world of dibur. You have to have an emotional connection with Yiddishkeit, that's the olam ha'dibur, in order to intellectually grasp the deeper meaning of a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And all that in order to ascend to a place where one is living in a mokim ruchni mamish, in the olam ha'atzilus, one has to go through that process. That 4-step process is mirrored in a korban. In that sense, we understand that since the avodas hashchita starts with something which is totally physical, it's kosher bizar. Why is that? The zor is somebody who's living totally in the olam ha'asiyah. A koyin is somebody who has a connection already with the higher world of Ruchnis. Koyin can be metam lames, because a mes is a dead body without a soul. It's physicality without spirituality. It's a dovah gashmi without any connection to the other maruchni. Of course, if a person lives in a world which is ruchnis, his guf is niskadish, that's what tchias ha-meisim is all about. But be'etzem, the world of physical bodies without an neshama, is aviyah v'satumah, because all there is there is a physical world. So, a koyin is necessary once that thing has an attachment to the higher world of ruchnis, that's mekabal v'eilech. But shchita is kosher bizarre. There's only one korban which is not kosher bizarre, and that's Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma has to be shechted by the Kohen. Now what's interesting is that the Kedusha of Parah is only Kedusha's Bedek Abayis, does not have a shame korban until it's shechted. A korban where a person says Harezu Oila, Harezu Shlom, Harezu Chatos, has Kedusha's HaKabonis before it's shechted. But still, it's a physical thing. In order to bring it to a state of Ruchnis, you don't need the koyin, because right now it's in a state where it's connected to the world of physicality, pure physicality. It's kosher, aidei, a zor. Bedek habayis is a world not kuli of ruchnias. The regular korban represents the ability of ruchnias to come all the way down into the olam ha'atzilus. But then you have to pick it back up to the olam ha'atzilus. You have to get it back to the mizbeach, to the lerotzen, to the reach nechech lefnei Hashem. Parah Aduma speaks to a world that's already gone wrong, gone bad on a physical level. It's a world that can't be fixed up. What's Parah Aduma? Parah Aduma is a tikkun for Misa, for Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis, like we just said, is a world of pure physicality that's devoid of Ruchnis. It's devoid of connection to the Olam of spirituality, the Olam of Neshamas. So the Shechita of Habayis, which is Parah Aduma, can't be done by a Zohar, because a Zohar cannot take something which is Nidche and bring it back. That only a Kohen can do, because he's living in a different world. A Kohen lives in a world that's rooted in spirituality. He doesn't live in a world of Misa, so he can bring it back today. You can only bring something back to some place when you have a Shaychus. You can only do Kiruv to bring people close to the Ribbono Shel Olam when you have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can only give over to your children that which you have. The Kohen is connected, even when he's living in the physical world, he's connected to Olam HaRuchni. It's Truma, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he dons the Levush of Big Day Kuhn and so on. So he could bring a Parah Aduma back. A Zor cannot, only by a regular Korban, it's a physical Metzius, he shechts it, the Kedusha Memele makes it Roy le Kabbalah, and from the Kabbalah Taka could only be worked Aydei Kohen. So that's some of the Inyonim that are here, one for one to appreciate, when we're talking about the process of Avodas Hadam, of Shechita Kabbalah, Halacha Zrika.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.